flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this first day of February. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. Hey, we're going to thank you ahead of time for tomorrow, too, because we'll be back on Sunday, tomorrow morning from 6 until 10. This is great. So we're hearing from the guy who's got the office right here across the hall.
Okay.
Who knows a little bit about Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And we're still saying a prayer for Mike because he's a Penn State fan, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, but he reached out. And most beloved athletes, as we just talked to Terrell about, and he sends, I didn't think about this. And now Philadelphia would know this more than me, but I know the guy, Bobby Clark.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
How'd I leave that dude out?
Oof.
Bobby Clark, yeah. Man. And when you talk about hockey players, yeah, so the Broad Street Bullies, still to this day, he did mention Mike Schmidt, Donovan McNabb, which Terrell mentioned, Barkley, Dr. J. And he says those guys all had love-hate relationships with the city. But isn't that everybody with Philadelphia?
Well, just up the East Coast, period, though. When you talk about
but
those
Philly,
cities, because
more than,
Philadelphia,
yeah.
I'm sure Boston and New York, too.
I don't think New York does. I think Boston and Philly, though, they do, though. But, yeah, Mike, hey, appreciate it, Mike.
Reach thanks, Mike. That.
And we came back with Janet, today. Are you ready for this?
What's that?
21 years ago today was the wardrobe malfunction.
Whoa.
Right?
At the Super Bowl. Super Bowl
21
halftime.
21 years ago. Today was the wardrobe malfunction, Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake. Now, here's the question. Who played in that game, and what was the score, or who won? Well, if you knew who played, you'd know who won, but you can guess the score for extra credit. The two teams that played in the malfunction Super Bowl, which was 38, New England and Carolina.
Ah.
It was 2004, and Patriots won. 32-29.
Okay.
So there you go. A little insignificant information. and so there. So we've been reaching out all morning long to folks for different things and, you know, just coming up with it. By the way, did you come up with any other sports phrases?
No. You know what? I came up with somebody else, though, that played their career here and came back.
Who's
successfully,
that?
Kevin Willis.
Oh, that big fashion.
Yeah, man, he'll design you a pair of jeans
too.
But I'm just, yeah, he started out here, went away, and came back in the latter stages of his career. He kept himself in such remarkable shape physically.
He was.
So, I mean, that's one that folks, that's what we're thinking about as Miguel Almiron returns to play here, and we're expecting him to be a major contributor and make Atlanta United automatically a contender for MLS Cup this year, his presence back on this team. But how many times have we seen athletes leave Atlanta and come back professional level? There have only been a few, but Kevin Willis is one.
All right, there you go. And earlier also, we've been having a lot of fun this morning because we got our set. It is our second Saturday back in a while, too. And this is the segment that you talk about movies and things like that because Marshawn Lynch is that dude got 17 credits. He got 17 IMDb credits.
Okay.
And he got a new movie coming out called Love Hurts. He is in it. But it got me thinking about people who avoided the camera during their professional career.
Right.
And, of course, the famous phrase from Marshawn was, I'm only here so I don't get fined. And it got us thinking, how many other famous sports phrases can you think of? So we threw this out earlier in the show, and we got, like, that one. We got, you know, we're talking about practice, speaking of Philly. Playoffs. Noel came up with that one.
Right.
We play to win the game.
Yep.
They were who we thought they were.
Yep.
I just threw all of the Yogi-isms in there.
Yep.
This is
my house.
Oh yeah. Okay, I forgot that one.
It's yeah.
For who? For what?
Okay, you gotta help me with that one.
Ricky Waters.
I don't know that one's in. I love me some Ricky Waters. I had forgotten about that one. That one I had forgotten about. But anyway, now here's what we're gonna do here.
Quarterback.
I knew Terrell had one.
Get your popcorn ready.
That's my quarterback.
He was emotional, man. It was after the game. You know, you're not supposed to talk to them guys after this. Here's what, other than the Dion one, this is my house, not any other Atlanta professional sports athletes came out with a iconic phrase. Y'all think about that while I'm doing this.
Think about it for a little bit.
Okay. You got that other thing ready there? Because... she's going to get it set there. Because it got me thinking about something earlier because we get ready to do the movies here, and I'm going to send you guys to 929thegame.com/castingcall and also get cast with Greg on X, and you will see the sort of tail end of last week's casting call, and there are jobs in front of the camera that are still very relevant. And also something just, I don't know, this is the 8-year-old in me that's coming out right now. But it got me thinking about today was the day, Sam, that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police formed.
The Mounties.
And when I saw that piece of news on February 1st, back in the early parts of last century, there's only one thing that I thought of.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I don't know about you, but there are those of us who, of a certain age, this is the perfect time to play it. It's Saturday morning cartoons, right?
Yep.
You play some Dudley. I'm looking for Dudley Do. I'm looking for all the Bullwinkle stuff on Saturday mornings back in the day. And at 8:46 on a Saturday morning years and years ago, that's what I would have heard. And so.
I think about the Mounties. I think about the movie The Untouchables. Well, you got to die from something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you do anything, Sean Connery, but you're right. Yeah,
saying, right. They're all on that bridge, right? And they're chasing the guys on the bridge, and here come these Mounties on these horses. I'm like,
surprise is half the battle. Well, let's think of all the battle.
He's right? As dead as Julius Caesar.
That's yeah. Well, but the phrase that makes me still tingle. You know what it is from that scene where the Mountie goes off on Kevin Costner and Sean Connery, and they're walking out the door. And what do they say? Yeah. Well, you're not from Chicago. You know that gives me goosebumps every time I hear that. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's what I'm going to do here.
Okay.
I've driven you to the websites where you can see the casting call. Again, I'm going to say this quickly because I don't, you know, it's awkward to say, but the film industry is moving a lot of jobs here because of the tragedy going out in Los Angeles. And so those of you who have a skill set that lends itself to being on a crew, you want to find out who's looking for what? Carpenters, electricians, makeup artists, drivers, cooks, whatever it is. And I walk you through how to find those that they're posted on starting with Georgia.org. And you just follow the instructions and you will see and check it today, check it tomorrow night, check it Tuesday afternoon, whenever, because it's going to be fluid. So having said that, and we'll have a fresh casting call for you tomorrow, I want to switch gears here because we start off the show, Sam and I, it'll be Saturday now because we got them back, but we like to talk about our week. You guys only get us once a week, you know, but the weekends. And so we do a thing called our story of the week. And this week, past the tragedies, because we didn't want to make that our story of the week, we found out something sports related. And mine was this. I can't remember ever seeing the televised events surrounding the movement in women's sports, most notably WNBA, and the trades, the acquisitions, who signed, who's coming here. We know about Brittany Griner coming to Hartsfield here and the other trades. So I thought I'd go to the expert and bring Noel on and tell us, do a deep dive into what we're watching right now with what's going on, not just locally, but with that particular sport and how visible their trades were this past week and just movement. Well, she's getting herself settled there.
Well.
Uh-oh, here we go.
It was an exciting amount of movement this week, was it? I was like Greg. I was like, I ain't never seen all this breaking news with the WNBA attached to it. It was, Tab even stopped the Hawks game and was like, we have breaking news in the WNBA.
Really?
The Dream got a center. So, yeah, it's a lot of attention. So the way it started when I was watching it was, of course, The original hoopla was Jewel Lloyd wants out of Seattle. So that started a lot of the movement. So we saw the three-team trade with Jewel going to the Sparks. No, Jewel going to the Aces and Kelsey Plum of the Sparks headed to the Sparks. So, okay, cool. And then a notification came on my phone, and I was like, oh, we ought to know about the Jewel Lloyd thing. And then I looked, and I said, the Dream? The Dream what? Oh, well, the Dream has a new center.
Yep.
Yep.
Because I kind of figured the Tina Charles thing, you know, it's not official, but I kind of figured she wouldn't come back. Okay, great. And then we go on social media, and she's been hanging out with all her teammates down in Miami.
I saw the video with her and Ryan.
It's her and Ryan and Alicia and Jordan Canada, because they're all down there in Miami hanging out on boats and parasailing and all this other stuff. And so we got us a new teammate. I think Alicia put out a picture of the three original Hawks players wearing BG's number with BG in front of them. Like, yeah, I'm about to join the squad. So we're going to see a lot of movement because, like Sam said earlier in the 7 o'clock hour, the WNBA CBA is up for negotiation next offseason.
Yep, yep.
So a lot of people are just moving and signing one-year contracts on top of people that only have 2 years left on their deal right now. So we're going to see a lot of people up for contracts when the CBA is up. So it's going to be a lot. If you think it's a lot of movement right now, this is just a precursor for next season.
Now we got a player also coming from Connecticut Sun.
Yes, we do. We got Breonna Jones coming in to that. I imagine that will be your starting forward. So now you have a new front court. You have a solidified backcourt with Lowe and with Nas Hillman being the backup centers and forwards.
Yep.
You got a backup point guard in Maya Caldwell. I have three question marks, Tina Charles, Cheyenne Parker-Tyus, and Ariel Powers. We will see what happens there. But this is shaping up to be a thing. And fans are already sick of the Dream. Other fans are already sick of the Dream. Chelsea Gray of the Las Vegas Aces tweeted something about needing to borrow somebody's slingshot, you know, the little three-wheel drop-top car or whatever. And Ryan said, hey, if you come to Hartsfield-Jackson, I got a slingshot for you. And somebody promptly tagged the commissioner. They said, enough.
Oh!
We are tired of the Dream. Enough. Y'all got two players in less than 24 hours. Y'all done broke up squads. Enough.
When's the last time anybody said anything about a team being competitive in this city? They don't say nothing about the Dodgers signing
the
everybody.
Same thing I said. Y'all see this Atlanta hate? Like, soon we try to put a squad together. Here they come trying to put a damper on our parade. But it cannot be dampened.
No.
The players seem excited. Renee Montgomery is definitely excited.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I am excited for them to come to the city to cover them and to see how far we can get this season with some veteran presence and some real scary presence down low.
And how much big picture thinking do you think went into this whole thing going on down in Brazil with Angels team plans? You know, they were going to play down there, and then Caitlin and the Fever are also going to play. It's two separate games.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play each other. I don't have
that's smart
in front
though.
Of me
why would you play?
That's what I'm
smart.
Saying.
You broke it up to get maximum viewership. All the Angel fans have watched that game, and the Clark fans have watched that game instead of them all converging onto one game. Makes sense to me.
But what it says is that it's talking about, like, we see football going to various places, and they're introducing it in some, you know, Mexico City ain't playing football. But when you talk about a team going playing in Brazil, we know what Brazil is like, you know, the times we see them in the Olympics. So there's a love for that sport down there. And as you said, new contract next year. I don't know how this plays into it, but I'm just wondering, in your mind, is the timing, because of all of that, that's going to take place next season? As far as the league and just, I mean, I don't know how it's going to manifest itself into seeing something tangible that we understand. Oh, this is a byproduct of this, that, and the other thing. Are they going to regularly go down there? Is this the only location? I think when I think of basketball in South America, the first place I think of is Argentina.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. What's the big city in Argentina? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm sure if I see it on a map, I'll go, oh, yeah, I heard of that place.
Yeah.
But maybe not a good place to travel to. I don't know.
Well, maybe you're trying to stay out of the way of international basketball, because international women's basketball is kind of already cemented in a thing. So you're not really trying to grow the game of basketball necessarily like you were with the men's NBA. You're trying to grow in these international markets.
Right.
And so maybe you're trying to stay away from markets at the moment that already have solidified. Because these are the teams that your players are going to or were going to before Unrivaled when the season was over. Mm-hmm. So, in my opinion, you don't want to compete with those because they're already established. You want to try to get into the little pockets of markets where they're not yet.
Which brings on the conversation that you two had earlier. And basically, it's about time when we talked about Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville. I heard Detroit is looking to get a team back. I've been beating the table for Houston. Come on, Beyonce, put some money down there in Houston.
Yeah.
Let's get the comments back.
Well, I'm just glad to get a regional rival, you know, for
the Dream.
I said
the same thing. Yeah, the Dream could use a regional rival. I think Tennessee is perfect for that.
You know, so.
Because right now your closest regional rival are the Dallas Wings, who just traded for Nalissa Smith, by the way. So she'll be out of Indiana.
Yeah.
But.
That's your closest one, either that or Washington.
Right, exactly.
You know, those are the closest ones, so. And then there's always a chance. I would like to see them revive the team up in Charlotte too, which Dawn Staley was a part
of. Yes, give me the Sting back.
I'm loving
give
her commercials.
Give me the comments back. give me the Detroit Shock back. Yes, I do love the Dawn Staley.
I'm just loving her commercials.
Give me the Detroit Shock back. Yeah, I want to see. It's nice to have new teams like the Valkyrie and whatever else they're gonna do, but let's get these legacy teams back. WNBA does have a history. Let's use it.
Bring back Detroit and have Mahorn and Lambeer as the coaches again.
Oh, please,
that would be scary. News for Angel Reese this week, where she's got a meal at McDonald's and she paid off her mom's mortgage. And her mom's retired. Well, I don't know if mom's going to retire or not. She may still want to go to work, but she doesn't have to.
Yep, Angel Reese Jr. has retired. Miss Angel Reese Sr., because I love female juniors, has retired. Miss Angel Reese Sr., and you can go to McDonald's and get the barbecue bacon junior burger if you'd like.
All right.
The first female athlete with her own signature meal. Also, one note about Philadelphia Stars.
Yeah.
There is only one Philadelphia sports star that has had his own sitcom show, well, on sitcom episode centered around him.
Okay.
Only one.
And?
It's Matthew Ryan. Matthew Thomas Ryan.
Whoa. Really?
If you've never seen the show Schooled, his episode is the pilot episode.
Hmm. All right. I thought you was going to mean, what was it, the fish?
I know, right? Did not expect me to say that, right?
No, did not.
Okay. You got me on that one. You left me humming.
Y'all know I love right. sitcoms.
Okay, yes,
I know
you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do. All right, coming up in this 9 o'clock hour, we're going to turn. We got 1 hour left here. We're going to talk to Jason Longshore coming up here. Sam got some NASCAR news. We're going to talk some NASCAR up next. And as we end this segment, talking basketball, today was the day in 1967 that a 10-team ABA league was formed. It lasted 9 years. Disbanded. A lot of those teams now obviously in the NBA. And what did they bring along with them? That they started in the ABA that's now a thing. And it's the only
three-point
reason.
Shot.
It's the only thing, the reason LeBron has got more points than Kareem
is the three-point shot.
Yeah. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9TheGame.com.